So this is bedtime story for Ella, and this is The Snail and the Whale. It's by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler. These are a series of books that Ella got as a Christmas present. They're all very good, and very good illustrations on them, as by the way. And they are by Macmillan Children's Books. They're the publisher. So, as usual, I've never read these before. So there'll be mistakes, and you'll also hear my voice be a little bit more calm, or maybe I should be a little bit more exciting, but it's bedtime, so you'll get the gist. So here we go. It's also dark, obviously, so I can just about see. So that's a few mistakes, etc. This is a tale of a tiny snail and a great big grey blue humpback whale. There is a rock as black as soot, and this is a snail with an itchy foot. The sea snail slithered all over the rock and gazed at the sea and the ships and the dock. And as she gazed, she sniffled and sighed. The sea is deep and the world is wide. How I long to sail, said the tiny snail. There are the other snails in the flock, who all stuck tight to the smooth black rock, and said to the snail with the itchy foot, be quiet, don't wriggle, sit still, stay put. But the tiny sea snail sighed and sniffed, then cried, I've got it, I'll hitch a lift. This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail that looped and curled and said, lift wanted around the world. For those who can't see, the way the snail trail is like silver, she's basically done that all across the big rock and says, lift wanted around the world. This is the whale who came one night when the tide was high and the stars were bright. A humpback whale, immensely long, who sang to the snail a wonderful song of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves. And this is the tale of the humpback whale. He held it out, the starlit sea, and said to the snail, come sail with me. This is the sea, so wild and free, that carried the whale and the snail on his tail to towering icebergs and far-off lands, where fiery mountains and golden sands. Sorry, with fiery mountains, again, it's a little bit dark, you see. It's a little bit, some of the pages are blue and the writing is black. It's a little bit hard. These are the waves that arched and crashed, that foamed and frolicked and sprayed and splashed. The tiny snail on the tail of the whale. Stop and say. There are the caves beneath the waves where the stripy fish with feathery fins and sharks and hideous toothy grins swarm round the whale and the snail on his tail. If people who wrote these books are actually listening, and I hope some of you are, will you do dads and moms the world over, dad in this case the world over, a favour and put the black writing on a bright background? I understand the illustrations are there, and apologies to you listening with kids for this bit, but it's really hard to read in the dark with the door slightly ajar when somebody's trying to go to sleep. That's all, you know. Yeah, okay. So to continue on, and apologies for that. This is the sky, so vast and high, sometimes sunny and blue and warm, sometimes filled with a thunderstorm, with zigzag lightning, flashing and frightening the tiny snail on the tail of the whale. And she gazed at the sky, the sea, the land, the waves and the caves and the golden sand. She gazed and gazed, amazed by it all. And she said to the whale, "I feel so small." But then came the day the whale lost his way. There are these speedboats running a race, zigging and zagging, zooming all over the place, upsetting the whale with their ear-splitting roar, making him swim too close to the shore. This is the tide slipping away, and this is the whale lying beached in a bay. "Quick, off the sand, back to the sea," cried the snail. "I can't move, I'm on land, I'm too big," moaned the whale. The snail felt helpless, terribly small. "Then, I've got it," she cried, and started to crawl. "I must not fail," said the tiny snail. This is the bell on the school in the bay, ringing the children in from their play. This is the teacher holding her chalk, telling the class, "Sit straight, don't talk." This is the board as black as soot. This is the snail with the itchy foot. A snail," the teacher turns pale, looks at the children, "it's leaving a trail." This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail, saying, "Stay, save the whale." These are the children running from school, fetching the firemen, digging a pool, squirting and spraying to keep the whale cool. This is the tide coming into the bay. These are the villagers shouting hooray as the whale and the snail travel safely away. Back to the dock, to the flock on the rock, who said, "How time's flown, and haven't you grown?" And the whale and the snail told her wonderful tale of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves, and of how the snail, so small and frail, with her looping, curling, silvery trail, saved the life of the humpback whale. Then the humpback whale held out its tail, and on crawled snail after snail after snail. And they sang to the sea as they all set sail on the tail of the grey blue humpback whale. And this is noted at the back of it for everyone at Hillhead Primary School. Wick and JD. Whatever that means. That's the snail in